All right, here goes. We are back once again. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's Dave on a Monday morning edition of the show, June 15th. The week of our Veterans Radiothon, tons of info in here for you, and we will continue to give details about our annual event, which will be this Friday, the 19th. You still got a little time left to be a co-host for one of those hours. As you'll soon hear, we kicked off with that, and a ballerina's auctions online caught our interest. It's the end of the world. We shared four random facts with Cindy Graham before thinning the herd as well, as we always do on a Monday morning later in the show. Ramblin' Man was in Song Stories today. Steve and I got into a SpongeBob discussion, debate, and last week we had you make the case for the perfect classic rock album. Over the weekend you voted, and today we shared the result. Find out what that was right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
This was the most glorious weekend I can ever remember.
It was
from Friday straight through.
It was like you programmed it.
Right.
You
know? I mean, it just
could not
get any better. I mean, and today and tomorrow are going to be the exact same way.
Nice.
So it just keeps going. Of course, this coming Friday is the Veterans Radiothon. We're hoping that you can help us out with this. You still have time to become the co-host, but till tomorrow at 5, right?
Correct. 5 p.m. is the deadline. Does that sound weird to you guys, or is it just my headphones?
No.
My microphone?
No, I think
it's
sounds
good.
Yeah.
Oh. You need new headphones.
Well, I did when I... When John first came on, I'm like, I can't hear anything. I start turning stuff up. I was like, oh, wait, I still can't hear. I keep turning. Uh-huh. And then I push the plug, and I was like,
Yeah, that'll happen. Are you good now?
I don't know. Yeah. 5 p.m. tomorrow. That's a damn deadline.
That's a damn deadline. If you want to be a co-host on the show, the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to give you the opportunity to, you pick all the music, you interview the guests with me. You will be the co-host of the 12 o'clock hour, and all you got to do is make a bid at it. You do that by sending your bid to co-host at WMGK.com. Tell us what you are willing to pay. Along with being the co-host, you get a staff shirt, you get a bunch of station swag, a big pile of vinyl. I mean, a lot of stuff is going to be coming your way. Right now, high bid is still $750. I think we will break that as we get closer to the final countdown. But tomorrow at 5 is when that ends.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So, Dave, Steve walks in the studio this morning, and I'm working on a story and something to follow it up with. And he's going like, what the hell is this? Vela Yavank is a ballerina who lives in Spain.
Okay.
She was trained at the Conservatory of Ballet, the Royal Conservatory of Ballet in The Hague, right? She's a well-known ballerina in Europe.
Okay.
All right? There's no ballet going on because of coronavirus,
right,
especially in Spain.
Sure,
that big
one of the hotspots, yeah.
So she decided to start selling things of hers to make some money.
Okay.
All right? This woman is claiming that she's earning $95,000 a month selling her dirty laundry.
Okay.
Her underwear, her sneakers, anything that she has worn, she is selling. And she explains, I believe I was lucky. I was very sad to know about the businesses that have gone bankrupt due to coronavirus. And I feel very sorry for many people that due to this situation are without a job or money. So so that she could get along, she decided this was a way to help herself.
Right. What percentage of her wares are slippers?
Because
I have a feeling that foot fetishists are the reason for this.
Work your way up a little bit, Dave.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to go a little higher.
It's a family program.
You got to go higher. you're halfway there.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. This is what she's selling a lot of.
Hi, it's William Devane. And there's only one currency that's guaranteed to increase in value. Not gold, not silver, but dirty ballerina panties. And at the Dirty Ballerina Panty Exchange, you can invest in dirty ballerina panties and watch your portfolio soar in value.
Honey, whose panties are these?
Relax, honey. I mortgaged our house and invested in dirty ballerina panties, and those things are about to be worth a fortune.
Wow, so smart.
Thanks. Now come on, pack them up with the rest of our belongings. We have to be out of the house by the end of the day.
So isn't it time you invested in dirty ballerina panties? Call now for your free brochure and fill your home with dirty ballerina panties today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Something has came up over the weekend, and I just want to go through the list and make sure I'm not leaving anything off. This isn't necessarily in the proper order.
Okay.
But this year, 2020, so far, we've had the wildfires.
Okay.
Don't forget about the murder hornets. Remember them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Civil unrest.
Okay.
All right. Kobe died.
Yep.
All right. There were floods all over the place. They're still happening. Locust in Africa could be headed here any second. And, of course, the pandemic, the leading one over all of them. I'm bringing this up because, you know, well, one thing they left out is we almost got hit by an asteroid. Okay, it was 30,000 miles away, but
it's close still.
It's near space.
Yeah. In space talk, that's around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was the size or twice the size of the Empire State Building, and it just missed us.
Huh.
All right, now, all right, remember back in 2012 when the Mayan calendar said the world was coming to an end?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, that did not happen.
Right.
All right, well, we may not have dodged the Mayan bullet just yet.
No, of course not.
Okay, a scientist in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I use the word scientist loosely, named Paolo Tagalogan. There we go. Oh. Paolo Tagalogan who has recently deleted his Twitter account,
uh-oh,
I guess because of this, redid the calculations, and he says that the real date of the Mayan apocalypse is this coming Sunday.
Right. Keep pushing the goalposts back. Every time they screw it up. Wasn't the rapture supposed to happen 2 years ago?
Yeah, but they recalculated.
Okay, but listen to his math.
Just a decimal.
Back when the Mayans made their prediction, he believes they were using the Julian calendar. That's the old Roman calendar, right? Which was the main calendar at the time, and the world switched to the Gregorian calendar in 1582, and several days were lost. All right, so using that those calculations, he said that basically following the Julian calendar, we are technically in 2012. And if that's right, then the date they believe was December 21st, 2012, is really today, or this Sunday, June 21st, 2020. The thing that he's not taking into consideration here is the Mayans didn't know the Romans existed. How the hell would the Julian calendar end up where the Mayans are? Which is why they made their own calendar.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and that means we've got to get to your random facts.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, what do you got, Cindy?
Okay, Oreos are a knockoff of Hydrox cookies, not vice versa. Hydrox debuted in 1908. Oreos debuted in 1912.
Copycat Oreos.
Wow. Yeah, but they perfected it, though. So that's
yeah, they're still delicious.
Yeah. Joe Namath had a losing record in his NFL career. He only won 62 games while losing 63 at quarterback. He had 173 touchdowns and 220 interceptions. But thanks to his Super Bowl performance in Super Bowl III, he's a Hall of Famer.
Really, Super Bowl I?
Well,
there was no Super Bowl I and II.
Well,
they didn't start using the term until that game.
Well,
yeah, you know, prior to that, it was called the AFC.
A strong defense. The one word defense.
The AFC NFC Championship. Right? And then all of a sudden, the NFL went, oh, yeah, this is number 26.
They played catch up.
What do you got, Dave?
Cashews are the only nut that you can't buy in its shell for good reason. They're toxic.
The shells are toxic?
The shells are toxic. They're part of the sumac and poison ivy family.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Yep, get itchy.
Did you know that from all of the time you spend in the woods?
I've been searching for cashews for quite a long time now.
Right. And the star rating, this is going to piss people off. The star rating on Netflix aren't based on other people's reviews. They're based on how much Netflix thinks you would like the show or movie.
Oh.
They're making the decision for you. And there are your random facts.
Oh!
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. It's simple and safe with their new Fast Track checkout. Just check out mattblatt.com. Dickie Betts is the man who wrote Ramblin' Man. Ramblin' Man is by far the Allman Brothers' biggest hit, getting all the way to number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Although Dickie Betts remembers where he wrote it and initially what he thought about it.
We're living in Macon at the time. The band and our wives and kids lived in this three-story old southern house. We had a music room with all the equipment set up in it. It was a musical house. A lot of songs were written there. And about 3, 4 o'clock one morning, I came across Ramblin' Man. I knew that it was a good song, but I thought it was really a country song when I wrote it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
While all of you were listening to Jenny and Tommy Two Tone, I was listening to these two knuckleheads have a battle over the merits of SpongeBob SquarePants. All of this coming out of the fact that because Nickelodeon included him in a celebration of gay pride, they are now saying Nickelodeon is admitting that SpongeBob SquarePants is gay.
I mean,
he's a cartoon sponge, right? He has no sexuality. As a matter of fact, the guy, Steven Hildenberg, the guy who created him, said, I always considered him and Patrick to be asexual, to tell you the truth.
It's just how we've always considered every cartoon for the most part.
Right.
Until we got to this sick part of the world.
Right. Who cares?
Right.
I don't care. Dave, you want to watch SpongeBob is gay?
We weren't discussing that. That has nothing to do with what you two are discussing.
So Dave and I are close enough in age.
We're 5 years apart.
Far enough apart in age that there's certain things, it's television, pop culture-wise, that we split on.
Right. Our Venn diagrams do not overlap.
SpongeBob came out in 99. I was in sixth grade, and it was like right up my alley. And Dave
was trying to bed women.
He was a grown-ass man.
Exactly.
Which he was. He was a senior in high school.
Steve, at one point in life, was watching cartoons while I was trying to get into bed with teenage women.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or one particular teenage woman.
Well, that's true.
Who's an actress now?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
is she going to be at Radiothon?
Right.
She is not.
No, she's not?
No.
Okay.
She's got things to do.
All right.
Sorry.
We're talking about two different women, I want you to know.
Oh, we are? Yes, I'm very confused.
Yeah. I was talking about Amanda, not your wife.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for exposing her.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Like we've never talked about it before.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, Cindy, I don't know, but Howdy Doody became a transsexual. I'm not sure if you knew about that.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yes.
Not surprised.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions about him and, and Buffalo Bill Bob.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
We promised it to you. You people did a lot of work on this, and our thanks to everybody who applied to be one of the people with a suggestion for the perfect album. The albums that we ended up going through were the Who's Next, Boston, Rubber Soul from the Beatles, and Rumors from Fleetwood Mac. And as of Friday, we opened up the voting, and the voting went in a very, very interesting order, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to tell you, it was, I was surprised at the way this ended up, with 10% of the vote going to the Who and Who's Next.
Okay.
Even though the majority of the songs on that album every song on that album had radio play. All right. Rumors came in third with 17%. Huh. And then everybody thought there was going to be a big battle between the final two, Rubber Soul and Boston. And coming in at number one, Boston with 47% of the vote. Rubber Soul only got 26. So I guess he was right. Mike was right.
Yeah, you got it.
It is the perfect album.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
We're about to go into Thin the Herd and do it in a different way today for one particular person.
Spanish.
All right. Spanish?
We're doing it in Spanish?
No, not doing it in Spanish. There's a guy named Gare on the phone, all right? And he has driven out of the area. He's still driving. right? So he can't get online and listen to us.
Okay.
So he called in. He's such a fan of Thin the Herd.
His dedication.
He called in and asked to be put on hold so that he could hear it this morning. So, Garrett, today, Thin the Herd is all for you.
Thin the Herd.
Well, just when you think you've heard every possible crime that has ever been committed, you hear about something like this. There's a 46-year-old guy named Nacho Vidal. Have you ever heard of this guy?
No, but I love him.
Nacho de Vidal is from Valencia, Spain, and he's a porn star who has appeared in more than 1,500 films. Obviously, he's popular in Spain. Right? He was just arrested after a year-long investigation into a fashion photographer's death. Why?
Whoa.
Nacho was moonlighting as a shaman. Okay.
This guy's
porn
wild.
Star and shaman, and held a spiritual ritual for the guy that this photographer that involved him smoking dehydrated venom from an endangered toad. The venom has psychedelic effects, but it can also cause an increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, seizures. All of those happened to the photographer, and he died.
Yikes.
And he died during the ritual. His lawyers are saying they believe it was accidental. The government is saying something absolutely different.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
A 41-year-old named Decca Ahmed in London. Well, a couple weeks ago, she broke quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend named Sylvester Rullis. She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine, so he invited her in, as one would do when presented with a bottle of wine.
Okay.
But he made the mistake of pouring the wine into tumblers instead of wine glasses. A common mistake, everybody.
Yes.
Which set her off, so she slapped him a bunch of times. She also hit his roommate with a belt. And then on the way out, she pooped on their doorstep. She was found guilty of criminal damage and assault.
In the herd.
When the name X comes into somebody at the door, I don't care what they're holding. Do not let them in.
Of course.
Dave?
We're staying international and European, I think, so far. A 29-year-old guy in Bautzen, Germany, shoplifted about $6 worth of stuff from a grocery store on Friday. And when he ran away, he left a pretty significant clue at the crime scene. His 8-year-old son. Forgot about you, boy. Sorry. The police found the kid and said, quote, the culprit was quickly identified. And the guy also fell down while he was running away and hurt himself so badly that he reunited with his son at the hospital.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, we finally come back here, not only to the States, but to Lewis, the Delaware, where a 28-year-old guy named Kevin Brownlee has been arrested. He was driving over the weekend when another guy tailed him until he stopped and went up to the SUV to tell Kevin he was driving recklessly. Well, Kevin tried to punch the guy, but the guy reached into Kevin's SUV to block it. His arm got stuck, and when it got loose, he fell down, and Kevin threw his SUV into reverse, trying to run the guy over. Well, the guy got out of the way, but then kept following Kevin. This guy is crazy. And kept following Kevin until they got to Kevin's house, at which point Kevin went inside, grabbed his gun, and shot the guy.
Sheesh.
The guy was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound to his arm. Kevin was arrested and charged with attempted murder, possession of a deadly weapon during a felony, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.